Morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on today's JAS call on Tuesday, the 24th of May. We have Rafik Damak, Tijani Benjima, Alex Gakuru, John Rahman Khan, Sébastien Bacholet, Alan Greenberg, Dave Kisundoyel. From staff, we have Gisela Gruber-White and Glenn de Saint-Géry, and we have apologies from Cheryl Langdon Orr, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Dev Anand Tiluxing, Sintra Suknanan, Carlos Aguirre, Boudouin Chombe, Michaela Nalon. And if I can please just remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Rafik.
Sorry, Gisela, excuse me. We also have apologies from Carla.
Lovely, thank you.
Thank you, Gisela. Thank you, Glenn. Also thanks for everybody who joined the call today. Please, Glenn or Gisela, add me to the, please accept my, me in the Adobe Connect.
Absolutely.
For the today agenda, I discussed it with Carlton. I am sorry that we didn't send in prior the I didn't send in prior the agenda, but we thought that maybe we can start with discussing about to continue the work on the respect to the regency, but also to the world for reach. And then, I have problems with the PC. And also to talk about that possible conference or meeting with the board and GAG members, and also talking about finalizing for Singapore. I think it's maybe better, and also it's urgent matter. I think we can move to talk about that meeting between the board, the GAG members, and the GIS working group. So we started the discussion in last Friday when Sébastien suggested that in the chat. We have the chance that Sébastien joined us in this today call, so maybe he can present more the idea and see what we can do. And I will also update about the reaction of the GNSO Council. Sébastien?
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Rafik. I joined you to the board retreat last week in Istanbul by chat, not by voice. And it's to confirm what I was trying to say in the chat. We would like very much. First, there is the jazz subject is one of the subjects of the GAG board discussion. And as you know, it's in the document requesting the board to act by the GAC in the scorecard, and it's a remaining issue, obviously, because there is no answer yet, because we as board are waiting for the work of the JAS board. I need to make a disclaimer as usual. I am not talking on behalf of the board, but just on behalf of myself. Then the idea was to, as this subject will be subject to discussion in Singapore between GAC and the board, some of us suggest that we need to have the JAS group coming to discuss with the board and the GAC at Singapore before any decision of the new DTLD. It's one of the reasons this is, we think that it will need to happen on Sunday. And I know that ILAC, GNSO, GAC have already a lot of meeting on Sunday. But it's a duty we will have to fulfill if we want to go ahead with the new GTD program. To do that in the better way, We suggest also to have an open conference call. Sorry. I would say as soon as possible with GAC and board participants to allow the jazz group to be better aware of what are the subjects that both board and GAC would like to discuss with jazz, and to organize this session. Then it's like a board GAC. It will be a board GAC session with the inputs of the jazz group, and maybe we will need also the input of the sponsoring organization. But the main purpose is to have a direct discussion with the cross-constituency working group in Singapore. And I know that there are a lot of discussion around who is responsible, who could talk with whom, but I just want to remind you that the decision taken in Nairobi by the board was to ask the community to set up a working group. The community was, in fact, the GNSO and the ALAC who set up this working group. But we think that we can discuss directly with this working group, because it was the request of the board to setting up this this jazz group. It's not to say that ALAC and or GNSO are not important, and is that a conduct to have a discussion, and the board certainly needs input from the two organizations, but we need also input from other AC, the GAC, for example, and other ISO, if possible, because it's a poor picture we need to have. The goal for our call is really to help the working group to be prepared for the Singapore meeting. I guess it's my summary of the situation, but I am, of course, available to help and to answer, or to try to answer any question you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian, for this update. I think we have Alan. Thank you. Please, Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I have two comments. The first with regard to Sebastian's last statement that the board feels, since the working group was created at their original initiative or whatever in Nairobi, that they can talk directly to the working group. Unless we're interested in, how do I put this genteelly, a confrontation on what the proper method of work is, it would be useful if the board would simply ask the chairs of the two chartering organizations that to tell them that they would appreciate consultation either in teleconference and or in Singapore. The board exercising its power to do it unilaterally directly with the work group is only going to cause significant problems, both to the working group and to the charter, in wasting time in the chartering organizations. So I'm not interested in posturing at this point. Whether it's the board believes it's necessary or not, there should be an immediate request made from the board formally to the chartering organizations if this kind of thing is something they want to pursue. Number two, in terms of the actual substance, which is what I'd like to be spending more time on this, there are at most six more meetings of this group before Singapore, before most of us get on planes, perhaps just five. If we're going to have something specific and substantive to talk about, we better start on the work and we better start refining it, because six meetings is not a lot of time to end up with a final polished report, and this better be that. Thank you.
Okay, I want, before giving the floor to Sebastian, just want to reply to Alan about... I do think that we need to I do think that we need to plan what we need to do regarding our charter. We spent, I think, too much time about the response to the registries, etc. And also, I think we wasted some time after the release of the milestone report, and I think we do need to back to work for the final report and finishing the remaining tasks. So I think that it's one of the items in the agenda. Sorry, I forgot to tell that, but it's one of the items, so we can like have maybe 20 minutes or 50 minutes to discuss what we need to do and how we're planning that. Now I give... I think Sebastian wanted to reply to Alan. Sebastian?
Yeah. Thank you, Rafik. It's not too much a reply to Alan, but I agree with Alan. It's why I suppose that Katim, who is in charge as the for the board to take care of this action, send the mail to both chair of the allocation of the NSO. And our only concern, if I can say a concern, is that we need to answer the GAC request. We need to have some answer from the board in Singapore on Sunday. And if the schedule by both at large, ALAC, sorry, and DNSO can fulfill this request. It will go through that, but in the same time, the question is what will be the next phase. We have the second milestone report. It's in the end of the DNSO. It's now planned by the elected board, and we need to see what will be the next phase, because what we really, all the committee need is to have a final report. I will say before the launch of the new GTLD program, then we need to be sure that in Singapore we have a clear view for the schedule and the content of the next item to be worked out to have the final report. Because we are not waiting, to be clear, we are not waiting. I don't think anybody is waiting for the final report in Singapore, because there are things to discuss in this milestone. And the suggestion is to be sure that the work to be done is clearly defined for the next phase. I think it's a work must be done. But I agree with Alan, the objective is not to have a fight about who is responsible of what, whatever the one or the other thought about. It's to try to find a way for the community to go ahead with this important subject, not include but parallel to the launch of the new GTLD program. Thank you.
Rafiq? Rafiq is disconnected.
Aha.
Can we just keep on going at this point? Yes, so thank you, Rafiq, on the chat. Just one quick comment. I may have misspoken. I'm not quite sure what words I used in terms of what we need to do before Singapore. If I said the final report, I didn't really mean that. What I meant is we need to clarify the number of fuzzy things that we said in this particular report. There were a number of things we said this or this. We need to give some very strong direction, not necessarily refine all the details, but we need to put our stake in the ground and come up with some strong recommendations on what we would expect the board to do in response to our belief that applicants need some applicants need support. Thank you.
Thank you, Adam. Ishan, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I do agree with Alan regarding to prepare what we should do with the board, because if we will have a meeting with the board, I think we have to prepare ourselves and what kind of things that will be discussed during this meeting. We have already some elements from Bertrand Lachapelle discussion, you remember. So we know more or less what they are working about, what they are thinking about, and I think we have to anticipate and to discuss those things now, so that when we have a teleconference or a meeting with them, we are more or less prepared.
Okay, thank you. I just have a question. What do you mean by meeting with Bertrand Lachapelle?
Discussion. It was an informal discussion with Bertrand Lachapelle. So this gave me and some other people some idea about what they are thinking about, perhaps.
That is informal. Anyway. So just to summarize what issue we have. First, that I think that Katim now sent in the weekend to the chair of our chartering organization to ask them about having that kind of teleconference. It's not that easy, at least from the GENASO Council, it won't be easy, but they will agree. I don't know about the ALAC. I think they will discuss that today after our call. The second thing, I agree that if we have this teleconference or meeting, maybe in Singapore, I think that, yeah, we need to prepare, but also we don't forget that we have a report to prepare. So we spent some time to reply to some stakeholder groups about our milestone report. We want to have a public comment, and so then we can have feedback from ICANN community, and also preparing discussion with GAC and the board. But in the meantime, we need also to work in the final report, which is the most expected outcome of our work in this working group. I'm not saying that the discussion between our charting organization and Katia, I think, and Sebastian, it's now it's up to them to see what can be done. And for the working group side, I think we need to work on the report in the meantime. And when there are some agreement how it will proceed, then I think we can plan how to present our work to the GAC and board members. We have Alex and then Andrew. Alex, please go ahead.
Thank you. Alex speaking. First of all, I want to establish the membership status of every. I did not hear her apologies, neither do I see her on Adobe. And the reason I'm asking this is she was heading a sort of a group we had created on finance and issues that have to do with the funding, and there were some proposals that I was having, we were discussing. So I would like to know her status as a member of this work group. And then after that, then we can figure out what next to do with the proposal for the funding component. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Alex. I didn't understand what your question. I think it's for the working group, but what do you want exactly to know?
Oh, I wanted to know if Avery is still part of the Just Work group. Eh? That's what I wanted to establish.
Yeah, he is not anymore a member of the working group. And yes, that's a good question, because she was leading that work team about the foundation and funding. And yes, that's why we need to make some update about that and to see who is leading what. Andrew, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Rafiq. I guess there are a number of other people who were active working on the funding side. I was one of them for a while and would be happy to continue doing that. Specifically relating to Aubrey's position, one of the things that she mentioned was that she had been in conversations with at least one government, and it sounded from the conversations that I recall that was pretty far along in its conversation. So at the very minimum, we might want to reach out to her and say, where were you with that? If you're not able to continue with Jazz, perhaps you can help us transition that to somebody who is going to stay on the group who may be able to follow up. So that was one thought or suggestion. The second thought or suggestion is that I continue to hear bits and pieces of people who are responding saying that we have somehow or another gone directly to the board. My understanding is that we have not at any point in time gone directly to the board, and I'm wondering whether we can get this somehow or another clarified once and for all in the public mind, because I had seen one or two comments, one on Circle ID and one someplace else, and I thought that this had been put to rest by the good responses of people like Alan, but apparently it's still out there. So does anyone have any good suggestions? I think this is hard enough without having unnecessarily political fights in it, and I know that we really don't want that. Those are my comments. Thanks.
Thanks, Andrew. We have Alan and then Ivan. Alan, please go ahead.
Thank you. With regard to the last point, I think the answer is no, we can't fix it. I spent more time than I care to relate on it yesterday because the issue came up again in the JNSO. You can't start change people from thinking what they want to think, and facts do not necessarily come into this. There is a general upsetness in the JNSO that the ALAC chose to act prior to the JNSO doing anything, and I don't want to go into the rationale for why the ALAC felt that was correct, but there is a lack of there's a concern within the JNSO because of that, and some people are going to keep on saying things that have no basis in fact. And that's life. You can't stop what people say. So let's move on. As the JNSO liaison from the ALAC, I'm continuing to fight that battle if and when it comes up again. But I don't think there's anything we can do, so let's not talk about it now. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. Yeah, I can confirm that it's... we waste a lot of time in the JNSO Council about just discussing about the jazz, but not really about the substantive part of the jazz work. So let's focus on our work. I don't think that the working group member should worry about what is that discussion in the GAC, not the GAC, in the JNSO or ALAC. And let's focus on what we have to do as is present in our charter. Okay, Eva?
I just want to agree with Alan in saying that we've already spent too much time obsessing with that. And Rafiq, you can do your bit by simply not even bringing it up. This is a matter that is beyond our control. If others are want to engage in fear-mongering and scaremongering, there's not much we can do about it. We followed the process. We've done what's been asked of us. If other people want to read their own vision into this, that's their problem. And we've already spent too much time talking about it here.
Thank you, Ivan. And that's why I think that we need to move to the next item, which is more about planning... what is remaining in our charter, and to plan how to work on that. We had some work teams, but unfortunately some members left or are not really active since a while. So we need to think about and to see how we can, if we need to prioritize some items or how to work on that to make progress. So, any suggestion about that? I think we will keep that having a script team with Sinitra, Ivan, and Andrew. That works well, but I think we need output from the work teams. Okay, Alex, and then Gijani. Alex, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafik. Alex speaking. As I've mentioned in a previous call and to the group, and I was given a go-ahead, I went ahead and requested the government of Kenya if they could at least create an oversight account where maybe we could, which is now with the oversight of government, and then maybe we can tell other people who might be interested to fund into that. The idea was that model which we had discussed earlier, and I'm waiting for a feedback. I do know for sure that a concept paper was asked to be drafted, to be asked about what I meant, and as soon as I get feedback from the government, of course, I will share it to this work group, as I had mentioned earlier. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alex. Please, Jenny.
Thank you, Rafiq. I do support your idea to work on the elements of the charter. I think that this time we have to stick to our charter. We have items, and we addressed a little bit, very, very few of them, very few, and even not in an extended manner. So now we have to go back to our charter and to address them one by one. The work teams that was established at the beginning of this phase are still there, but if the members are not active or don't want to continue, we have to form other work teams or make them make other people join those work teams so that we will progress by item. And then the drafting team have the responsibility of compiling the language produced by the work teams. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm trying to find the charter so we can... Sebastian, please go ahead. Any time I will try to find the charter items.
Yes, thank you. 2 points. First one is that we know that there are some board member and eventually GAC member who reach out to some organization, like international organization. And what I try to do is to have them at least participate once in this working group to give this information to this to all participants of this working group and not keep that in their own, and to do this side work because at the end this group is the one who will be in charge of delivering the full suggestion, and maybe some member of this working group already contact, for example, the World Bank, and duplication of work, it's not the best way. And it's why it's important to have for the interested board and GAC member on discussion prior to this to Singapore. And the second point is that I see during or we get during the board GAC meeting draft declaration of the GAC about second milestone report from this working group, and I think it's important to have also that GAC will come with some requests, remarks, ideas about the work done here to go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. Okay. I just put that subgroups we have regarding our charter. So things that for the work team one, which was about the qualification criteria, I think that I don't think that it needs more work, maybe to some refinement, but we need also to work on the other items, like the work team two about funding and foundation, which need now a new leader, as Avery left the working group. Also the work team three about in-kind services. And for work team four, about face fees and waive fees, I think it was covered in our milestone report, and we have the work team five on IDN support, which is led by Andrew. Okay, Sebastian, you want to comment or? So, so how do you think that we need to proceed? How we need to plan? If people also want to join those work teams, etc. If they he want to be he or she want to be the leader of the work team too. And Andrew, please go ahead.
Yeah, Rafiq, I've got a suggestion for you. Let's we've got some people who are we've got a relatively small number of people on the call compared to the number of people that are in the in our on our potential call list and on our mailing list. So my suggestion is that let's put something together and send it out to people and say we're getting the we're going to do a little bit more work from each of the working groups. If you'd like to join, please send something back to the chairs, and please evaluate whether you have the time and whether you have the time to potentially play a leadership role, that kind of thing. Because I don't think with the people who are on the call right now, we have enough voices, and people probably want some time to consider how much time they've got to put into it too. Thanks.
Okay. I can send later. Email to mailing list as people, and also to update if those participating in this work team want to continue or want to change to move another one. Just I see the Ivan comment in the chat. Ivan, I don't think that we are discussing about the process at all, and I'm not going to make that mistake to discuss about the process. Just we need to how to say reactivate or get back to work, and then to starting working again from this call and continue working. So maybe I am mistaking or something, but
The work teams is doing work teams is process. I think we're actually past that. What I'm going to suggest, and I'm making the suggestion on behalf of Cintra and Andrew, is to take the existing milestone report number 2, create a wiki document that starts fresh with that, and start redlining the parts of that document that need work. I don't think this group is going to be rewriting the milestone report. In fact, the milestone report 2 builds on milestone report 1, and I can't see having a new document that's going to be significant divergent from that. If that's the case, and since we acknowledge that the first milestone report went out with a lot of rough edges and a lot of details omitted, I think the first thing we need to do is to go through that and find out specifically what are those rough edges and what are those details that need to be fleshed out. Let's at least identify those parts of it that need the work before even figuring out how to divvy that up. And I would also go back to what Sebastian was saying, and that we also need to be very mindful of the reaction that we are getting from the board and from the GAC in terms of how we move forward. Starting to spend an awful lot of time on details, the nature of which are not required by the people that we're speaking to, isn't a really good use of people's time.
Okay, so Ivan, we are assuming that the milestone report, even maybe it's not going in details, is covering all the items from our charter? That's the first question. Maybe because...
Rafiq, I am. I wanted to respond to that.
Sorry. Let me continue, please. And you can speak. And then about, I do agree about that. We need to have the feedback from the GAC and board about how we will, what we will need later, but also we need to get the feedback from the ICANN community. Okay, Sintra, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. I just wanted to mention that in the redlining process, we will be comparing with both charters to see which areas have not been covered fully, which areas need, you know, further fleshing out. And in that, then we'll actually see how far along we are in terms of our work with those mandates. Thank you.
I have questions, Sintra. When do you think that it will be available for the working group? So to prepare that new wiki from the milestone report and redlining, which is remaining, and where the details are needed? Can you give like date or something?
I will have to coordinate that with Evan and Andrew, but I don't suspect that it will be. I think it should be in time for the next Tuesday's call.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm just checking just to know about the timeline. Alex, you wanted to comment? Because I think you...
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Sandra. Okay. So, I think... Yes, Ivan, yeah. That's why I was asking, just to have an idea how it will take time, and then just when we can tell people to start commenting it as well.
Yeah, the mechanics of creating the wiki page can be done within 24 hours. That's not a problem. The issue then is going to be having people who can go in and essentially point out what needs further work. And so that's something that... the three people in the drafting group can certainly do, but I want to especially ask everybody else in the working group to look through this. And Sebastian, even other people outside the working group, if there are specific points that require further fleshing out and further detail, this is exactly the kind of thing we need to know moving forward.
I remember that also we have the question that we answered. I think that give us some ideas what people are asking, so maybe we can add those response to the document somehow, maybe with some rewarding. It means that we clarify some parts.
Hello?
I think it's Sebastian the phone. But please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Rafiq. I want to stress that any way we want to go ahead, we have to address our charter items. It is our main mission, and we have to address it. If you want to go through, as and Sintra proposed, to go through the milestone reports and from the milestone report, you try to find what are the items that weren't addressed from the charter. It's good. It's not a problem. But we have to address all the points, all the items of the charter. If we don't agree about them, we have to change our charter. But if we have a charter, we have to stick to it.
We try to answer that. I don't think that we disagree about that we need to answer all the charter items. And I think the suggestion from Evan and Sintra was to redline what it was missed regarding the charter items. So I do think that we are going to address all of the tasks as defined in our charter, if I'm not mistaken, but that's the idea. So they will put the milestone report. They will try to redline what's remaining, regarding the charter, and so we can we'll continue working on some parts to make more details, and other maybe to create them from scratch. Okay. Any further comment about that? Okay. So I think now we have this script. It seems I think it has a clear task for next days, and the working group members. We wait for that, and then we are going to continue to work on the final report. I think we can move to the last item, which is about planning for Singapore. Some of you already read the email sent by Carla, which is giving more details about the public session that we will have in Singapore meeting, in addition to our face-to-face meeting for the working group. So I think maybe we need just to like maybe brainstorming what kind of message or that we want to carry and to spread in that public session, and also maybe just quickly talk how what kind of format we have. I think we have before like a panel with members from the working groups. And then maybe if we keep continuing doing that, and then also working on the content of that session, but also how to outreach people so we can have trying to have different opinion from the ICANN community and to help us for to get feedback from the community. Sebastian, please go ahead.
Yeah, just. Thank you. I am mute. You can hear me? No.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Sorry. I just want to be sure that then we the working group will have three meetings. One the working group alone. One with the working group public meeting, and one with GAC and board. There will be those three meetings going along during the week.
Yes, I can confirm for the two, for the working group meeting, for the public session, but for the GAC and board, yeah, I think there is consensus and agreement here in the working group, but it's really up to the Genasol Council and ALAC to approve that. Because the problem that we have that the item in our charter that not allow us to communicate directly with the board, but if we find some workaround or some way, I think we can have that conf call with working group board and GAC members, and then we need to just to think about if we need to schedule a special teleconference, or just we can use one of the call that we have in Tuesday or in Friday for that, and it's like more inviting the board, those interested board members and GAC members to join us. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So please, any comment about those meetings that we will have? It's just especially what kind of message I think we need to really to advocate for our milestone report, because there was some discussion, some blogs, etc., but we need to advocate for the recommendation that we are suggesting to the to the board. So okay. Any comment? Any suggestion? Any idea? Okay. So, Okay, I think maybe we can continue that discussion in the mailing list. Maybe it's better and more easy. Putting what the description of the public session, and then we can work on the. Okay. So, if there is no further comment, we can go to the any other business. So, otherwise, I will adjourn this call for today. It will be a real short call than usual, but. Okay. So, hitting none, I think we covered the different items of our agenda. Thank you everybody for joining us today for this call. And I adjourn this call. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you on Friday.
Bye-bye.